country voice of the Carolina Gamecocks. 1390 WCSC Charleston.
I'm Charlie Davis. Coming up on CSC News, residents of Pawleys Island have made their feelings known at the ballot box. Most of them want to incorporate. Some Alumax employees in Berkeley County have a new worry. They think the company's trying to replace them with lower-paid workers. And the forecast? Let's just say it's umbrella time again in the Lowcountry. Details after ABC brings you the world at 6 o'clock.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Dave Schreiber. So far, it looks like today's anti-apartheid demonstration in Cape Town, South Africa, has been stopped. Our Chris Gibbons tells us from Johannesburg.
Both sides appear very determined, but quietly determined rather than inflamed at this point. The police apparently gave the crowd a chance to disperse. The crowd declined, and the police went in with the whips. About 10 were arrested, and then the police went in again. I gather there are also a large number of international journalists on the scene who apparently are getting in the way. They're getting caught between the police and the crowd.
ABC's Chris Gibbons in Johannesburg. A reaction at a chemical plant in Westchester, Pennsylvania, sent 27 people to the hospital. Irritating fumes reached the city of Philadelphia. 40,000 people were told they could leave their homes if they wanted to. It was a non-toxic release. A train and a tanker truck collided in Bowdoin, North Dakota. The truck was carrying uranium oxide powder. The truck driver was killed. A radioactive spill was contained. Of the nearly 40 people exposed to low-level radiation, no one was injured. Now this.
Because I smoke and work closely with people, I'm always concerned about my smoker's breath. Even so, when I first heard about a new mouthwash that eliminates smoker's breath, I said, oh, sure. But when I heard the mouthwash was from Topol, then I said, oh, sure.
You know, driving a cab in New York, I hear a lot of stories. One day, this guy tells me there's a new mouthwash that eliminates smoker's breath. I said, oh, sure. But when the guy tells me this mouthwash is from Topol, I said, oh, sure.
New Topol Smoker's Mouthwash with Xantrate eliminates smoker's breath on contact. Tests prove that this patented ingredient, Xantrate, actually neutralizes the odor of sulfur compounds. And Topol protects against tobacco-stained breath for hours.
Well, if you're a smoker like me and you're concerned about smoker's breath like I am, just try new Topol Smoker's Mouthwash. I mean, who knows more about smoker's problems than Topol?
New Topol Smoker's Mouthwash eliminates smoker's breath on contact.
Another space wake-up call.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come waltzing Matilda with me.
Strains of Waltzing Matilda making their way up to space from the Johnson Space Center. This is expected to be an easy day for the Discovery astronauts. Kids and their TV watching habits. Daniel Anderson, a psychologist at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, has been watching how children watch TV.
For children, it's a real medium of information, and so the children are indeed absorbing content. They're mentally active, intellectually active when they're watching television.
Anderson suggests that parents watch what their kids watch so that they're sure that they're learning something of value. Israel has freed 113 Lebanese prisoners from its military prison. They'll be traveling back to Lebanon. The FAA says it's directing all U.S. airlines to inspect engines similar to the one that exploded last week in Manchester, England. That accident took 54 lives. Cops in Dallas, Texas, are telling the tale of what they call a workman-like bank robber, a guy who may have robbed 14 banks since 1978. He's now pulled off a doubleheader, robbing two banks of at least $30,000. China's official news agency has a report on unidentified flying objects. It says more than 600 UFOs have been sighted in the skies over China. Those UFO sightings taking place in the past 5 years. I'm Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
I'm Charlie Davis, WCSC News. It's 6:04. Good morning. Some employees of the Alumax plant in Berkeley County are angry over a newspaper ad the company is using to attract new workers to the plant. The ad, which ran in several newspapers, is calling for about 100 workers to fill job openings at a lower rate of pay than Alumax usually pays. Last week, Alumax workers said they were cutting workers, Alumax officials rather, said they were cutting workers' wages and benefits, but they said there would be no layoffs. But some workers, like like Fred Villanueva say the company won't tell them what's actually going on.
Don't know when we're leaving or nothing yet. I mean, old honey told us around September sometime. They won't give us a definite date we can leave or nothing.
Alumax officials say they've been honest with employees that there will be no layoffs and that the ad is only to recruit backup workers to replace employees who quit as a result of their cuts in pay. The voters on Pawleys Island have said yes, yes to incorporating that small island, a move to keep future commercial developments under control. Nearly 90% of the registered voters showed up at the polling place. 71 voted in favor of incorporation, 47 voted no. The new village will still be called Pawleys Island and will have a mayor and a four-member council. Elections could be held within the next 3 months, according to the incorporation committee. Both supporters and opponents of the incorporation have said they want to keep condos and high-rise hotels off the island, but the opponents maintain that Georgetown County was doing a good job of that already, and that incorporation would only mean higher taxes for the residents of Pawleys Island. Bound for the USSR. That story's next.
This is Skip Wickham live at Northwoods Mall. I'm here with Mark Downs, host of shopping's wildest game show, Shopping is Your Life. Mark, my sources tell me Shopping is Your Life is coming to Northwoods Mall Center Court this Friday and Saturday for two shows each day at 3 and 7. Care to comment?
Well, that's right, Skip. We're bringing in Shopping is Your Life live. We've got prizes, a beautiful hostess, and me, Mark Downs.
Shopping is Your Life sounds like a soap. Who plays and how?
Anyone who registers to play is eligible to win great prizes, including a $250 shopping spree. If you're chosen as a contestant, all you do is answer some simple questions based on specials in the mall.
Mark, about these questions, can you give us the inside scoop?
Skippy, you're going to be a winner. I can tell. Just check Friday and Saturday's News and Courier for all the questions and all the answers. Where do you go? Northwoods Mall for Shopping is Your Life, live, and your chance to win.
Northwoods Mall, I-26, exit 208 and 209.
CSC News Time is 6:06. Strom Thurmond is one of eight high-ranking senators who are on their way to the Soviet Union. Thurmond says the 10-day trip is, among other things, a fact-finding mission.
To get acquainted with what's going on and learn all we can about those people who are trying to take over the world. And we're scheduled to meet with Mr. Gorbachev, the head man over there, and we want to talk to him and we want to let him know that this country wants peace.
Thurmond says he'll stress a desire for nuclear disarmament. He says a potentially hazardous chemical used to keep tabs on Americans in the Soviet Union will also probably come up for discussion. Senator Thurmond also says the Small Business Administration will be opening a disaster relief center in Spartanburg. That's to assist the area's tornado victims. In a release issued yesterday, Thurmond said the center will be located in Spartanburg City Hall in the Emergency Preparedness Operations Center. It's to offer federal disaster loan assistance to homeowners and businesses up there that have suffered serious disruptions of their normal operations. And McElroy Corporation of Charleston has been awarded a $19.3 million federal contract. That's to produce a steel alloy for defense projects. South Carolina's Representative Tommy Hartnett announced the contract for production of ferrochromium for the U.S. government. The contract comes a year after McElroy, plagued by imports, laid off 250 workers and ceased operations at its two smelting furnaces. CSC News Time is 6:08.
For some folks, it's a time of year.
I guess it's the low country late in the summer, when I have the whole place to myself.
For some, it's a time of life.
I like the foothills in the springtime. All that lavender and purple makes me feel young inside.
On the subject of South Carolina, everybody has something they like best. When the subject is banking, the thing a lot of people like best is preference banking from South Carolina Federal. Everything you need in one nice, neat package. Kind of like your favorite state. Preference Banking from South Carolina Federal. A new choice in banking. Member FSLIC.
CSC Coastal Weather. Charlie Hall says clouds and a good chance of showers throughout the day. The high 88 degrees. Patchy clouds. Some scattered showers tonight. A low of 73. Tomorrow some lingering showers tapering off a little bit by tomorrow. The high near 90. Now in the harbor, winds will be from the east around 10 knots today and tonight. Average seas about a foot and winds and seas higher in the scattered thunderstorms. Visibility could drop to less than 3 miles in heavier showers. CSE's exclusive coastal radar shows rain throughout the Tri-County area. And the next tide in Charleston Harbor is a high tide. That's at 7:13 this morning. Right now, skies are cloudy. There is rain in the area, 73 in North Charleston and 76 downtown. I'm Charlie Davis, WCSC News.
You stopped on me, didn't you? You rascal.
You.
Hey, listen, no scattered drizzle this hour, huh?
Yes, I'm sure it's drizzling and it's scattered.
I just like that. I even on clear days, I'm going
going to call for scattered drizzle.
By scattered drizzle, in other words, if you go outside and stand with your head back and your mouth open, you might fill up, but then maybe it'll stop for a few minutes and then it'll start again. And
some little old lady comes along with her rain gauge. They got them throughout the city, you know, rain gauge watchers, you know, mm-hmm. that tell you how much rain has fallen in their backyard.
Yeah,
I always say to them, hey, who cares? You know, there's uh-huh. radio stations that do that. They put people on the air. Right. How's it raining in your area, May?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's doing all right. I think I've got a quarter of an inch, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people live for that sort of thing.
Come on, who cares?
I made my own rain gauge,
did you know.
Yeah, after I used up all the olives in that little jar, I just stuck it outside with little marks on it.
Oh, man, you're awesome. I like that. That's one of those new terminologies.
Awesome.
Awesome. You're awesome. You know, another thing is when somebody's going to leave the room, I mean, you're going to go, you mm-hmm. know, like I'm leaving here.
Yeah.
I turn around and I say to you, well, I'm history.
I'm history, yeah.
I like that one.
I'm out of here.
You got a favorite little new saying that the people are saying? Mine is awesome now.
It's awesome. Yeah. I'm going to have to think about this.
Yeah, you have to think about it.
Because I've been speaking English for so long, some of these new sayings are hard to...
You'd never know it. But remember when this one... Hey, remember when this was popular? Everything was groovy, remember?
Awesome.
Groovy.
See, is it nap time yet? 6:13, Bob Dash in the morning crew. We're going to be talking about napping. A lot of people kid me about having to take naps, you know. But I read an article that says naps should be in your schedule. We'll look at that this hour here with Bob Nash and Company. Good morning.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away in Dr. A when the people start to move.
CSC, that is radio, not to be confused with the boob tube. It's 6:17, 17 minutes past 6 o'clock. Hi, it's the good looker with you this morning. I'll tell you what, it's Wednesday. You can almost see the weekend from here. Looks terrible. Nothing ever happens on the weekend with me. Hey, but this weekend's going to be different. 1390 CSC kicks off our coverage of the 85 Carolina football season this weekend. The Gamecocks. First opportunity this year is the Citadel. I say first opportunity. Some people call the Citadel an opponent. I always look at things as an opportunity. And Gamecocks will have an opportunity to beat the Citadel coming up. I get mixed emotions about this. The Gamecocks are on CSC radio, but the Citadel is my favorite team. So, yay, Citadel. Anyways, catch all the excitement live this Saturday night, no matter who you're for. That's beginning with Joe Morrison pregame show at 6:25 right here on CSE. Well, coastal weather, Charlie Hall says, icky, icky. Cloudy with, and he doesn't even know how to spell that. Cloudy with a good chance of showers today. High's going to be about 88 degrees. Patchy clouds with scattered showers tonight. The low about 73. Now, tomorrow, showers tapering off somewhat, but still cloudy, and a high's going to be about 90 degrees. Charleston Harbor tide will be a high tide at 7:13. Right now, it is cloudy. We have everything from scattered drizzle to downright rain. It's 73 degrees in North Charleston, 76 downtown here at CSE.
A shoe store, appliance store, men's and ladies' clothing store, hairstyling, shoe repair, dry cleaners, fabric store. There are over 20 reasons to make Gaslight Square your back-to-school shopping headquarters, and each one of them give you reasonable prices, excellent location, and quality products. There's no reason to drive all over town, simply to find long lines of traffic and overcrowded parking lots. In fact, they give you over 20 reasons not to. Instead, shop where parking is plentiful. This year's back-to-school trail leads to Gaslight Square, Rivers Avenue at Remount Road.
WCSC 1390.
6:23 this morning. Big, beautiful Bob here, the whole morning crew, including Patrick Joyce. I say including. He's most of the crew here. I spend a lot more time with you, Patrick, than I do with the rest of the staff because...
Don't tell Rayetta and Faith.
They're all busy and you're not. Well, how are you?
What?
How are you the... Well, I mean, they're all busy. I mean, I get just a short chance to talk with Charlie Davis because he's running around gathering news, and Charlie Hall is busy with his pointer and stuff.
You think the sports just puts itself together?
No,
what are you doing to me?
Well, hey, wait a minute. It was McEnroe who was out there sweating playing the game. Now, you're just going to come into the studio, sit down, and say, he almost lost, you know? I mean, that doesn't take much...
How'd you know what I was going to say?
Because I read your script.
He played my favorite player yesterday.
Yeah, you like saying his name, don't you?
Shlomo Glickstein.
I love it. Yesterday, I was going to have... we had a couple requests for you to repeat that. Hey, let me see what's happening. We got 2 days away from college football. And I understand this year, Patrick, they're going to have a special halftime feature for Housewives called Monitoring Your Couch Potato and When to Call the Undertaker. And then in 2 weeks... I don't know.
Neither does anyone else.
What? 11 days, NFL kicks in, right?
Sunday the 8th, yeah. Is that 11 days?
Yeah, it's 11 days. Only 2 days away from a three-day weekend. Has nothing to do with sports, but I thought I'd throw that in. Do you get off on Monday?
Nope.
No, you're going to be in here, huh?
Yep. So are you.
That's a Labor Day weekend. Well, I don't know.
Well, we're going to labor, aren't we?
Yes, we sure are. Well, you got anything new you want to talk about? I just thought I'd bring us up to date. I always like to do that.
And that's the way...
Hey!
Yes.
I just want to take time out to thank the Rainbows for an exciting... So they're not number one. For an exciting season. They were exciting this year.
They did not lose last night, though.
No, they did.
They didn't play last night.
That's true, and that wasn't that exciting. Will you shut up?
Why not? Good morning, everyone. No seeded players were upset yesterday in the opening day of the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament in New York. However, as we were talking about, top-seeded John McEnroe said he's never been so happy to win an opening round match after his 5-set victory over Israel's Shlomo Glickstein. Oh, love it. McEnroe won the 5-set tiebreaker, 9-7. The match lasted almost 4 hours. In the American League yesterday and last night, it was Cleveland 6, Boston 2, Chicago 7, Texas 4. Toronto beat Minnesota 8-0, and the New York Yankees lost to Oakland 3-0. That makes the Yankees now 4 games back in Toronto. Milwaukee 8, KC 5, California 7-3 over Baltimore. Seattle beat Detroit 3-1. In the National League, the Giants 6, Expos 1, Dodgers 2-1 over the Mets. Padres 4, Phillies 1, Cardinals 6-4 over the Reds. Pete Rose, no hits. The Braves beat the Pirates 7-6 and Astros 11, Cubs 4. The Rainbows were idle last night and resume action tonight at College Park against the Florence Blue Jays, the team that beat out the Bows for the second half Sally League pennant. Game time at the Rutledge Avenue Ballyard is 7:30. When the Citadel football team buses to Columbia Saturday to meet Carolina that evening in the 85 season opener, the Gamecocks will be well aware of the capabilities of the Bulldogs. That's the opinion of Citadel coach Tom Moore when I asked him yesterday about the possibility of sneaking up on Carolina as they did a year ago.
Well, I don't think so. As I said, I think that, you know, with our showing last year and with the returning number of starters we have back, 16, Victor Frazier, who is a great player, Kip Allen, who's a highly talented passer. These are things that they're well aware of and I'm sure have spent a great deal of time in the spring and in their preseason practice preparing for.
You'll hear the Carolina Citadel game right here on CSC, of course. I'm Patrick Joyce, WCSC Sports, and that's the way the ball bounces.
Here it is, the last homestand of the year, your last chance to catch Rainbows baseball. And tonight is your last chance to be a part of the world-famous Quarter Beer Night. And Saturday is $2 for $1 canned beer night, the last one of the season. Thursday and Friday night, part of your admission will go to help the Omar Mountain Men help crippled children. Remember, Saturday, $2 for $1 canned beer night. And tonight, the last Quarter Beer Night of the year.
I believe there's nothing stronger than our love.
I do believe it.
I believe there's nothing stronger.
1490 WCSC, Charleston's information station.
It's 6:30. Good morning. I'm Charlie Davis. Charleston County's landfills for waste disposal won't last forever. And Council Chairman Bob Clement says the issue needs to be addressed right now so the county won't get caught short in the future.
Of course, the county took over from the municipalities the disposition of solid waste, and we've been doing that through the landfill operation on Bees Ferry Road and through the shredding plant on Romney Street in the city. The equipment is now aging, and of course the landfill operation is becoming filled up.
The county's finance committee has chosen the Smith Barney firm as a financial advisor to look at different ways of getting rid of the waste and how much each method will cost the taxpayers. Clement says a waste disposal plant could cost as much as $60 million. There are lots of items contained in the state budget that are not money items. The practice of attaching the non-monetary provisions has been challenged by the State Chamber of Commerce. State Chamber of Commerce officials and the legal arm of the chamber are suing the state government, challenging the 1985 budget bill and 237 provisions that the chamber claims are not money specific. Chamber Executive Lowell Reese.
If the decision is favorable, of course, we hope that, as I said, it would make it abundantly clear that this practice is unconstitutional.
The court several times before has struck down specific items attached to a budget. The chamber hopes so massive a ruling will finally influence the legislature. A fatal commuter crash. That story's next.
Business machine from Massey Ferguson, like one of our five new 200 series tractors. With their economical price tags and stingy Perkins diesel engines, these basic work machines will go a long way toward helping control your operating costs. Standard features on these affordable 34 to 78 horsepower tractors include the advanced Ferguson hydraulic system and a 250-hour maintenance interval on oil and filter changes. Make a smart business move. Move to a Massey 200 series tractor.
Make that smart move today. To find out more about the Series 200 tractor and a full line of other outstanding farm implements, see the yellow pages for your nearest Massey Ferguson dealer.
CSC News Time is 6:33. Authorities in North Carolina say a Sunbird Airlines commuter plane with three people thought to be aboard crashed in the city of Conover this morning. There were no survivors. Steve Hedricks of the Catawba County, North Carolina Sheriff's Department says the plane, en route from Hickory to Charlotte, went down about 1:45 this morning in a residential area in Conover, just off of Interstate 40. Investigators are now at the scene. The Space Shuttle Discovery crew is up, awakened by a jaunty rendition of Waltzing Matilda. The shuttle's flight director says today will be a very light day for the crew, which he says is well-deserved. Yesterday, the astronauts ran into trouble 2 hours into their mission. Problems forced them to deploy an Australian satellite a day ahead of schedule. A few hours later, they launched another satellite into orbit. The crew will spend the day checking out electronic gear they'll use in this weekend's spacecraft salvage effort. South African riot police, armed with rubber whips, today scattered about 200 people who gathered near a sports stadium near Cape Town. The people were to take part in a protest march to the prison where black anti-apartheid leader Nelson Mandela is serving a life sentence. Hours before the march was to begin, police sealed off the neighborhood around the stadium where the protesters planned to gather. There's been no word on whether there were any injuries during the clash. Some parents of school children in Berkeley County won the right again last night to teach their children at home. But the school board is imposing several guidelines for those parents to meet. For one thing, the board says students who are taught by their parents must take their tests with other students in the Berkeley County school system. But some of the parents, like Lisa Herzog and David Lassoff, think that's going too far.
We have given them testing scores that show the children were in 80th and 90th percentiles. They obviously don't care. To me, that should be the most important thing is how are the children doing. Obviously, I'm doing a good job if my children tested well.
There's a lot of parents that feel that they know what's best for their children, and that having their children away from them for the major portion of their day is not in the children's or their best interest.
This is the second year the board has approved home teaching by parents, but this year the board plans to do some more investigation into the matter. CSC News Time is 6:35.
Hello.
Huh?
Who said that?
Over here, your phone.
Oh, that's cute. My phone's talking to me.
Somebody has to set you straight about custom calling services from Southern Bell.
Come on, I don't need those.
Oh, you only think you don't need them. But aren't you going over to your neighbor's tonight?
So?
So what if Robert calls here while you're over there?
Well, he'll just have to call back.
Suppose he decides to call Lorraine instead.
I'll kill him.
Ah, but if you had call forwarding, you wouldn't have to worry about missing the call.
That's true.
And just think of the convenience of other custom calling services, such as call waiting, speed calling, and three-way calling.
Yes, they would make things convenient.
And economical. They cost no more than $3 each per month. And if you get more than one, there are discount packages available.
Really?
Yes. In fact, when you order all four features at once, you can save 25% of the monthly charge.
Hey, that's quite a deal.
So what are you waiting for?
Okay, I'll call my Southern Bell business office today.
Great. Robert will be so pleased.
Southern Bell, a Bell South company.
CSC coastal weather. According to Charlie Hall, it'd be cloudy all day long. A good chance of showers today. The high, 88 degrees. Some patchy clouds and scattered showers tonight. The low, 73. Tomorrow, some lingering showers, tapering off a little bit, down to a 40% chance. The high tomorrow, near 90. Now, in the harbor, winds will be from the east around 10 knots today and tonight. And average seas about a foot. Winds and seas, of course, higher near the thunderstorms, and visibility could drop to less than 3 miles. CSC's exclusive coastal radar shows rain showers throughout the Tri-County area. At 7:13, Charleston Harbor tide will hit the high mark. Right now, it's cloudy and rainy. 73 in North Charleston, 76 downtown. I'm Charlie Davis, WCSC News.
Thank you, Charlie. At 6:37, good morning, Bob Nash and the morning crew.
There's got to be a morning after if we can hold on through the night. We have a chance to find the sunshine and we'll escape the darkness. We won't be searching.
And this is it, the morning after, the night before. 6:39, 21 minutes till 7 o'clock. Bob Nash here, and you're looking good. Well, a lot of things going on this week. I think probably one of the things we don't want to overlook is this is the last week of summer vacation for many college students. And many are going to college for the first time. In fact, in our local, a lot of probably leaving today, packing up and taking off, and we say good riddance. No, we say goodbye and good luck and watch over yourself and take care and learn something. Become rich and don't forget to come home during the breaks. And please don't write any of those letters, you need more money. You can just forget that stuff. Hey, a lot of people leaving today for college, and I'm glad that you have the opportunity to go to college. Now, I didn't have the opportunity to go to college because I never got out of grammar school. But 6:40, 20 minutes. I don't want to discuss that. 6:40, 20 minutes till 7 o'clock. Maybe we'll check in with Charlie Davis and a few of the we did this a couple weeks ago. Most of the folks around here went to college, and they can give you some helpful hints. So that's what we'll do. If anybody out there went to college and you got a helpful hint for someone going to college for the first time, some things that they might want to do or watch out for, you can give us a call at 577-1390. I'm sure they'd appreciate hearing from you.
The Atlanta Falcons will mark the final countdown to the 1985 NFL season opening kickoff Friday night when they take on the perennially tough Miami Dolphins in Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. Hello again, everyone. I'm Patrick Joyce, and you'll want to join Brad Nessler and Ken Burrow as they bring you all the Falcons-Dolphins action. And don't forget, the season opener with Detroit is just a week away. Falcons football Friday night, right here.
WCSC Charleston.
Sometimes the love won't let go.
CSE Coastal Weather is calling for cloudy. Good chance of showers today. In fact, Charlie Hall says plan on it. The radar even shows some in our area already this morning. High is going to be about 88 degrees. Patchy clouds with, scattered showers tonight. Maybe even some scattered drizzle. A low about 73. Tomorrow, showers tapering off somewhat, but still cloudy in the high near 90. Charleston Harbor Tide will be a high tide coming up next hour at 7:13. Right now it is cloudy. We have some rain scattered throughout the area. 73 degrees in North Charleston, 76 downtown, right here at CSC.
WCSC Charleston.
At 6:49, 11 minutes till 7 o'clock. Well, Patrick Joyce coming up in just a few minutes, and he's going to have all the sports for you. And we'll have a little conversation like we always have over a cup of coffee with him. And a lot of people asking for songs this morning. Well, you're into music this morning, and I just hope that loving couple out there who just had their very first fight. Oh, if you're listening, here's a little song for you. The Righteous.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief holding your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, baby, I know it. Bring back that love and feeling.
CSC. Bring back that loving feeling. Ooh. It's 6:53, 7 minutes till 7 o'clock. Good morning to you. Well, nap time. That's what we're going to do. A lot of people take naps and they feel, you know, hello, testing, 1, 2, 3. Well, I mentioned nap time and income. Patrick, you don't... Patrick! Joyce.
Yes, yeah?
Naps.
Naps.
A universal physical need.
I'll buy that.
You take yours sitting up, don't you?
I'll take mine. It's the way I get them.
Well, I wasn't while I see you doze off during this program sitting there.
Yeah?
I hope you're not listening to this program, but they say more than 50% of people in the USA routinely take an optional snooze, generally in mid-afternoon. Now, researchers have studied 3,500 people over the past 8 years, and they have found out that people take their naps about 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Smart people, those Mexicans. We can learn from them.
Siesta time. That's the universal siesta time. Yeah.
See.
Now, in this survey, they found out there is nothing bizarre, weird, or psychologically or physically wrong with people who take naps. Naps are common in healthy young adults. Even a preventive nap before a long sleepless period may keep you more alert for a longer time. And this is a little different than what we heard the other day that said you can't make up for sleep lost or you can't, you know, prepare yourself for a long period. Their survey says, yeah, you can. So if you're a nap taker, Patrick, will you stay awake while I talk about this interesting subject?
Yes.
You're allowed?
Pass the no-dos.
Yes. You're allowed to take naps. So I thought that was interesting because my wife always gets a little upset with me whenever I say, well, I think I'll take a little nap. Of course, mine are about 3 to 4 hours long. It doesn't say how long they slept.
Yeah, but she doesn't like you using her for a pillow all the time.
Well, that's true. Well, I didn't want to get personal about it.
Of course, I think Rayetta would make a nice pillow.
Well, yes, she would. But I don't want to get personal about it. Now that you mention it, yeah. Well, she, you know, in a few years that she's been around, she'd get a little lumpy. But...
You know, what can I tell you?
I didn't say that, Rietta.
You don't have to worry. You don't get up before the crack of noon. Now, listen here. It's time for sports. And so if you haven't been able to take your nap lately, here's a good chance to take a nap.
Oh, that's cruel.
Here's Patrick.
Good morning, everyone. University of Southern California golfer Sam Randolph has a one-stroke lead after the first of two medal play rounds at the U.S. Amateur Championships. Randolph shot a 5-under par 65 at West Orange, New Jersey yesterday. A year ago, South Carolina's Gamecocks had to struggle to a season-opening 31-24 victory over the Citadel. Observers say the Gamecocks may have taken the Bulldogs too lightly. Citadel coach Tom Moore takes his team to Williams-Brice again this Saturday night to open the 85 campaign. Moore tells me the Super Chickens will be ready Saturday.
They will be more prepared. They have a great football team. They have one of the most explosive running attacks in the country right now, and in a veteran backfield in Haygood and Dendy, neither of whom played against us last year. And really, Mike Holt didn't play but several plays. So they're going to be ready, and I think with their national ranking, they feel that they have to get off to a quick start to maintain their position in the poll, and that's certainly a disadvantage as far as the psychology of the game is concerned.
And, of course, you'll hear the Citadel Carolina game here on 1390 WCSC. The Washington Redskins have decided to keep veteran place kicker Mark Mosley. The Skins traded challenger Tony Zendejas yesterday to Houston for a 1986 draft choice. The Redskins also waived veteran kick returner Mike Nelms and retired the oldest lineman in the league, 37-year-old George Stark. On Sportsline tonight, we'll continue our chat with the College of Charleston's expert and witty soccer coach, Robbie Stahl. And I'll talk live with Clemson football coach Danny Ford. You'll have a chance to call in and talk with Ford as well. We'll open it at 6:08 with the Joe Morrison Show. Join us on Sportsline this evening. I'm Patrick Joyce, WCSC Sports, and that's the way the ball bounces.
Thank you, Patrick. 6:57, you rascal, you. 3 minutes till 7 o'clock. Bob Nash in the morning crew. It's a Wednesday to you.
Hearts go astray, leaving her.
Voice of the Carolina Gamecocks. 1390 WCSC Charleston.
I'm Charlie Davis. Coming up on CSC News, the city of Charleston is getting ready to crack down on violators of its environmental code. There's been a jump in the jobless rate around South Carolina, and gas prices are on the decline. Charlie Hall's got your rainy Wednesday forecast, too. Hope for a very good chance of showers. Right now, ABC brings you the world. It's 7 o'clock.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. I'm Chet Douglas with the latest from ABC News. President Reagan's expected to announce today whether he'll put quotas on the number of foreign-made shoes that can be sent into the U.S. He's already given indications he's not eager to restrict those imports, and such restrictions would have a broad effect on our economy, reaching beyond the shoe business. There are 200 bills in Congress now reducing imports of one kind or another. ABC's Tony Sargent examines the possible effects such bills could have.
Some analysts believe federal budget red ink might drop at first. More Americans would be working with less import competition. They'd pay more tax money. Import tariffs also would enrich the Treasury. But then, as other nations slap on their own trade quotas in return, Americans making goods those nations have been buying would lose jobs. They'd pay less tax money. The economy would slow. Inflation would rise because scarcer imports would cost more, and so would American-made goods facing less competition. Eventually, another recession, made deeper and longer by a trade war, could raise federal budget deficits to new records. Tony Sargent, ABC News, Washington.
I'll have more for you after this.
You get the facts, all the names and faces, the who, the when, the where. You get the fun, the best of times, the best of stories. We will take you there. The one, there's nothing like us. Take a look inside. We're the one and only TV Guide.
It's a rougher morning than usual for New York City commuters. There's a fire in a tunnel beneath Grand Central Station, and power's been cut to most of that big hub just as rush hour begins. So far, no injuries reported, but now they've closed down the entire station. Yesterday was only the first day in space for the astronauts of the Shuttle Discovery, but they had a big day. The crew launched two satellites, so that wasn't in the flight plan just yet either. Today, though, it'll be a little bit easier day, checking out the gear the astronauts will use in Saturday's spacecraft rescue effort. A 6-hour spacewalk is planned for that one. Well, that big march planned for today to protest the anti-apartheid government of South Africa has been squelched. Riot police in Cape Town have scattered about 200 people who did show up for the demonstration. They had planned to march to the prison where black leader Nelson Mandela is serving a life term. Discipline of doctors in this country is very little and poorly dealt out. At least that's the upshot of a new study by a public citizens health group. The survey has found no more than one in every 250 cases of medical malpractice end in a doctor being placed on probation or having his license suspended or taken away. Dr. Sidney Wolfe for the Consumer Group said there should be a crackdown.
Medical malpractice insurance companies should start charging higher premiums to doctors who lose malpractice suits and lower premiums to doctors who don't get sued and who don't lose malpractice suits. As it is now, the doctors who are practicing good medicine are paying as high premiums as doctors who are practicing bad medicine.
Now the states with the worst record, according to the survey, New York and Massachusetts, and they're now facing the stiffest increases in malpractice insurance rates. Harper's Bazaar magazine has named its choices for the 10 most beautiful women in the country. They include actress Jacqueline Smith, model Cheryl Teague, singer Diana Ross, and ABC journalist Barbara Walters. I'm Chet Douglas, ABC News.
I'm Charlie Davis, WCSC News. It's 7:04. Good morning. The city of Charleston is stepping up its environmental code. Mayor Joe Riley's administrative assistant, Jim Budd, says the goal is to strengthen the enforcement portion of that code.
Specifically to cite violations of the environmental code, which include littering, dog mess, illegal use of plastic bags, overgrown weeds, etc.
Budd says the penalties for violating the code include a maximum fine of $200. He says it'll probably be within the next 3 or 4 days before the actual crackdown begins. Budd says as a part of the effort, the mayor has added 25 to 30 employees to the environmental code enforcement team. Pawleys Island residents have now voted to incorporate, making the island South Carolina's newest municipality. Residents of the 4 Mile Island voted 71 to 47 in favor of incorporation in unofficial totals. The South Carolina Supreme Court has upheld the death sentence and conviction of Horace Butler Jr. of Charleston County. Chief Deputy Attorney General Don Zelinka says Butler's attorneys claim the Charleston County man did not get a fair trial.
The court affirmed the decision of Judge Richard Fields, in which he found that Mr. Butler's constitutional rights had not been violated in his trial, conviction, or appeal.
Butler was arrested 5 years ago in connection with the rape and murder of 17-year-old Pamela Lane of Ravenel. He was convicted in January of 1981. Butler had already lost two appeals of his case to the state Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court. You'll be driving in the rain this morning. Sandy Barnes has an early look at traffic.
And a problem in the north area right now. An accident at Northside and Ashley Phosphate that the North Charleston police are working. They just got there, so it might be a while before that's cleared up. So if you're in that area, expect a delay. That's Northside and Ashley Phosphate Road. And remember, the roads are slick this morning because of the overnight rains, and you better allow some extra time. Sandy Barnes, WCSE Traffic Watch.
A jobless jump. That story's next.
Two names are known the world over when it comes to travel. One is Delta Airlines, and the other is the American Express card. Both can open doors for you from Portland to Paris. Delta flies to over 100 destinations all across the United States and overseas, offering you the finest in personal service and schedule convenience. To pay for your Delta tickets, as well as your hotel, car rental, sightseeing, and shopping, reach for the American Express card. It's the most dependable travel companion you can have. Don't leave home without it. And to make fast flight reservations to your favorite destinations, simply call Delta or your travel agent. World-class service the world over. That's Delta Airlines and the American Express card.
CSC News Time is 7:07. South Carolina's unemployment rate rose last month by more than 0.5 percentage point, up to 6.7%. Jack David of the State Employment Security Commission says while the economy is holding steady, seasonal layoffs of non-teaching personnel in schools caused the jobless rate to climb. David says two of the three counties in the Tri-County area showed increases in joblessness.
Charleston County's unemployment rate was 4.3% for July. It's up from 3.6% in June. The Dorchester County unemployment rate was 4.8% in July. It's up from 4.7%.
However, Berkeley County's unemployment rate dropped in July to an even 5% from June's 5.1%. David expects the unemployment rate to drop with students returning to school. A survey by the Carolina Motor Club shows average gas prices in South Carolina down 2 cents a gallon as compared to 8 weeks ago. What's more, spokesman Quentin Anderson predicts even further drops.
We've probably seen the highest price that we're going to pay this year for gas. With the easing back of heavy vacation travel and with prices for crude oil dropping as steadily as they now are, we feel as if we should be entering a period of uninterrupted declining prices that are probably going to continue until spring of next year.
The current South Carolina gas average is slightly more than $1.24 a gallon. CSC News Time is 7:08. Charlie Hall says your umbrella will be your best friend today, most likely. He's got a forecast coming right up.
This is Skip Wickham live at Northwoods Mall. I'm here with Mark Downs, host of shopping's wildest game show, Shopping is Your Life. Mark, my sources tell me Shopping is Your Life is coming to Northwoods Mall Center Court this Friday and Saturday for two shows each day at 3 and 7. Care to comment?
Well, that's right, Skip. We're bringing in Shopping is Your Life live. We've got prizes, a beautiful hostess, and me, Mark Downs.
Shopping is Your Life sounds like a soap. Who plays and how?
Anyone who registers to play is eligible to win great prizes, including a $250 shopping spree. If you're chosen as a contestant, all you do is answer some simple questions based on specials in the mall.
Mark, about these questions, can you give us the inside scoop?
Skippy, you're going to be a winner. I can tell. Just check Friday and Saturday's News and Courier for all the questions and all the answers. Where do you go? Northwoods Mall for Shopping is Your Life, live, and your chance to win.
Northwoods Mall, I-26, exit 208 and 209.
Rainy Days and Wednesdays. That's not a song title, but maybe it ought to be. Here's Charlie Hall.
Good morning. Well, I hope you're not depending on the weather to make your day today, because the weather forecast does not sound bright and cheerful. Today, more cloudiness even than yesterday, and an increased probability of showers and thunderstorms on and off throughout most of the day, 88 for an afternoon maximum. For tonight, continued patchy cloudiness and a shower or two likely tonight, low tonight 73. For tomorrow, our chances for showers diminishes somewhat, but still in the 40% category for a chance of afternoon and evening showers and thundershowers. Looking ahead into the upcoming weekend, things begin to improve gradually. The weekend right now, both Saturday and Sunday, hold only a 30% chance of a stray thunderstorm or two. So things are improving very, very slowly. But for today, keep the umbrellas handy. 88 for an afternoon high with showers. From the CSC Weather Center, Charlie Hall. Have a good day.
We're just about at the high tide mark. Actual time of that is 7:13, and it'll be low again at 1:15 this afternoon. Right now, clouds and rain, 73 in North Charleston, 76 downtown. I'm Charlie Davis, WCSC News.
Bob Nash!
Hello, kiddies. It's time for Be Boring Wednesday. This is Wednesday, Be Boring Day.
Is this some kind of national holiday?
No, it's just this program.
Oh, okay, well.
Well, let me rephrase that. This program isn't boring. It's on this program, it's Be Boring Day. You know, every day we do something different. This gives an opportunity for those who normally just put people to sleep to call us up at 577-1390 and tell us something boring. Maybe show family pictures or stuff. Well, you know what it's like to be bored.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Bill Cosby and Jimmy Carter are going to be in their own special. You talk about boring now. Bill Cosby, who is a funny man.
Yes, he is.
Jimmy Carter, who's...
He was an ex-president, yes.
A funny man. I don't know. Jimmy Carter, I can't picture him being on a special with Bill Cosby. Can you? I mean, the two just don't seem to jive together. However, it's supposed to be a little more than boring. They've teamed up for an hour-long TV special.
An hour-long?
Yeah, it's going to be an important program. It's to warn young people about the dangers of smoking, drinking, and not using seat belts. And I've always said that. If you're going to be smoking and drinking, you got to use those seat belts. Yes. 1390. CSC 716 this morning, 16 minutes past 7 o'clock. Well, say, you've been under a lot of stress lately, you know, the job really getting to you, maybe family problems and all that. Have you ever noticed whenever you have a lot of problems, you start to come down with a cold or something? That's because you get a little on the depressed side. Word comes to us by USA Today, a report in Los Angeles, an optimistic take charge personality helps a person under stress fight off illness. You got to be positive. It does something for your immune system. It'll take care of the stress, and it'll stop the triggering of illness. So you want to do that now. You want to take charge attitude this morning. All right? You can overcome. Be optimistic. You can overcome any kind of stress. This is your day, and no one's going to goof it up for you. And that, you see, that's good and positive, and then you won't come down with any illness, or especially those little sniffly type calls. Oh, excuse me a minute. I want to take charge. CSC Coastal Weather. Charlie Hall has taken charge of this thing, and he says, icky, icky, cloudy with a good chance of showers today. In fact, I heard Charlie Davis say a while ago we had some scattered drizzle. Sounds like something you'd have for breakfast. High's going to be about 88 degrees today. Partly cloudy with scattered showers tonight. Low's going to be about 73. Tomorrow, showers tapering off somewhat. It'll still be cloudy. High's going to be about 90. Charleston Harbor Tide. Can you imagine cloudy weather and still having a temperature of 90? Charleston Harbor Tide. Our tide change is happening right now, as a matter of fact, folks. We're going to have a low tide at 1:15 this afternoon. Cloudy outside. You may have some showers or scattered drizzle where you are. 73 degrees in North Charleston, 76 downtown at CSC. Speaking of scattered drizzle, wait a minute. Who's yawning in that studio there?
I was hoping you wouldn't catch me.
It's a good thing this isn't TV. All they would have seen was cavities. Come on now.
Oh, no. A couple of fillings, maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, we can, you know, you lose this job, you can always trade in your teeth for...
Yeah, I did do. That's another story.
Yes. Well, Sandy Barnes, I didn't even tell them who you are. You're brought to us by Midas Muffler, and so Sandy will sound like this. No, that's not true. Anyways, put your muffler down and give us the traffic.
Okay. Well, the North Charleston Police still have that problem over at Northside and Ashley Phosphate Road with the accident. They are out there working it right now. They should have that cleared up shortly. That's at Northside and Ashley Phosphate, an accident there. And on the Ashley River Bridge as well as the Wapoo Bridge, the reports are that the traffic is heavy there for this time of the morning, but it is moving well. No reported problems. So if you have to cross either one of those, you shouldn't expect any trouble. That's the Ashley Bridge and the Wapoo Bridge. For Midas Muffler, Sandy Barnes, WCSC Traffic Watch.
Hi-ho there, chap. Is this the Midas Shoppy?
Yes, sir. Can we help you?
I'm preparing to do some exploratory investigations regarding the replacement of specific elements in my exhaust system for my special little four-barrel baby here.
Well, you've come to the right place. Midas specializes in mufflers for foreign cars.
That's very accommodating. I assume it'll be necessary for me to make an appointment.
No, sir. We have a muffler for your car in stock.
That's very accommodating.
Yes, sir.
And as usual with my little baby, the cost will be astronomical, but I'm used to that.
No, sir. Midas believes foreign car owners should get the right muffler at the right price and installed while you wait.
That's really very accommodating.
And Midas not only has mufflers for foreign cars, but struts and brakes as well.
That's really very, very...
accommodating.
Yes.
Trust the Midas Touch.
Trust the Midas Touch for mufflers, shocks, and brakes at any one of the three Charleston area Midas muffler shops. 1875 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard, 3741 Rivers Avenue, and 8330 Rivers Avenue.
On vacation, you try to capture the best memories on film.
Look, Daddy, she's got a baby with us. Take a picture.
Those memories deserve the best processing. ProValue from the Kmart Photo Center. ProValue gives you protected negatives, glossy prints, and double quality inspection, so everything looks just the way you remember. ProValue for the best vacation pictures at a Kmart price.
You can't do better than Kmart.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
KRC 724, 24 minutes past 7 o'clock. Well, a lot of you, I happen to know some of you are planning to get married in the next month or two, and I happen to come across some
facts
about marriage. No, once is enough. And I don't know, you know, these people that get divorced and married, you think they'd learn the lesson the first time. What?
I think it's terrifically appropriate.
Yes.
That you're mentioning this right now, and I said not me, and you're saying no, once is enough. Tomorrow?
Yes.
Is our 26th wedding anniversary.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Everybody out there, you keep in mind, tomorrow, Faith has been married to Patrick for 26 years. Remember her in your prayers. Now.
You're sick, Nash.
Now, listen to this. You know, I thought my life was in so much trouble, I figured the only thing that could help is for me to settle down and get married, right? I didn't know what trouble was until I got married. So the people are telling me if you expect marriage to make you happy, you got to be happy first. Listen up, Patrick. Long-term study of Texas University and New Mexico State say that stable, happy marriages come only with people who were happy and stable to begin with. Marriage does not make you happy and stable. I point to Patrick Joyce as an example. Now, you can take that either way you want to.
And Patrick Joyce disputes that theory.
Oh, is that? Well, I don't. Uh-uh.
You don't?
I don't. No, no, no. You know,
I think marriage can make two lives or one life. Now, it's got to be two lives if it works.
Sure.
It can make two lives stable. I don't see why not.
But you have to have some kind of stability to begin with. You know, in other words, if the guy is just a little old baby and is a mama's boy, he'll be even more a mama's boy after marriage. See, Ann Landers even says that. Whatever problem you got before marriage, it just gets magnified after marriage. If you don't like something that your wife does before marriage and you expect her to quit after you get married, you're in the wrong ballgame because it doesn't happen that way. It just magnifies, and then you have a big argument. I think it'll stable some people, but you already have to be happy. Marriage isn't going to make you happy because marriage becomes work. Do you agree with that?
Marriage becomes work?
Well, yeah, you got to work
no,
at it.
No, all right, that I agree with. Okay. I don't think marriage automatically becomes work, but I think you have to work at marriage.
Yeah.
And then if you do it and it does work for you, then it ceases to be work and becomes fun.
Well, sure, just like this job here. That sounded good to me. I applaud you for that. It's just like any job like this. Now, you notice this has become more like work. Have you noticed that?
Can we go back to...
Yes, let's go back to talking about naps. All right. No, I just wanted to say that. We got time for me to say this. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a very late Patrick Joyce.
Don't say that way.
Oh,
good morning, everyone. Sports is brought to you by Smith & Smith Gun Shop. The axe continued to fall yesterday as the NFL's teams got down to the mandatory 50-player limit. Among the most notable roster casualties were 14-year veteran defensive end Jack Youngblood of the Rams, who retired, as well as Washington kick returner Mike Nelms, Giants punter Dave Jennings, Falcons running back Lynn Cain, and Tampa Bay place kicker Obed Ariri, who lost his job to another former Clemson standout, Donald Igwe-Buike. Boy, they should have cut him. None of the 14-seeded players who saw action yesterday suffered defeat in the first round of the U.S. Tennis Championships at New York, but top-seeded John McEnroe had a scare before winning a 5-set match against Shlomo Glickstein on a tiebreaker, 9-7 in the fifth set. Wimbledon champ Boris Becker had little trouble dispatching Australian Peter Doohan in straight sets. Becker talked about his match.
I think at the beginning it was very windy, and so I had some problems with my serve, but then I played two steady games. Second and third, and I played not bad, yeah.
We'll talk a little bit about golf and the Atlanta Braves. That after this for Smith & Smith.
Deer hunters, since the hunting season is just around the corner, now is the time to get ready. Smith & Smith Gun Shop is ready to help you with their modern indoor range. You can test pattern your buckshot and slug so you'll have the edge when you need it. And while you're there, check their buckshot and ammo prices at dealer wholesale or below. In any case, you just be sure your shotgun or deer rifle is as good as you are. That's Smith & Smith Gun Shop, Mark Clark Expressway and Dorchester Road.
Smith & Smith Gun Shop, we aim to please.
The LPGA's fourth leading money winner is sidelined indefinitely. Amy Alcott has a hairline fracture of her right kneecap. She fell on an escalator at a Los Angeles airport Sunday. Two people have expressed interest in the field managing job with the Atlanta Braves. Yankees pitcher Phil Niekro, who pitched for the Yanks for the Braves for so many years, and interim Braves manager Bobby Wine. Niekro has 296 career victories, most of them earned with Atlanta. Eddie Haas was fired as the Braves manager Sunday. For Smith & Smith Gun Shop, I'm Patrick Joyce, WCSC Sports, and that's the way the ball bounces.
We know the feeling. You're planning an important occasion, a party or a wedding. Everything's just so. The place, the food, the guests. But what about entertainment? Most folks just don't know where to turn for professional entertainment that's reasonably priced. That's why we recommend Charleston Mobile Music. For years, the professional staff at Charleston Mobile Music have entertained at hundreds of special occasions. Trust them with yours. From beach to Bach, call 552-0826. That's 552-0826. Charleston Mobile Music. 1390 WCSC, Charleston's information station.
It's 7:30. Good morning, I'm Charlie Davis. In an effort to keep the resort out of the hands of developers, Pawleys Island residents have voted to incorporate. Yesterday's vote makes the island South Carolina's newest municipality. Residents of the 4 Mile Island voted 71-47 in favor of incorporation in unofficial totals. Stacy Clarity, chairman of the Island Incorporation Committee, said 100% of those registered to vote cast ballots. Proponents of incorporation saw the creation of a town as a way to keep out developers who might build high-rise condos on the beach. Opponents had said the present zoning controls administered by Georgetown County were strong enough, and they say that incorporation could mean higher property taxes. Preliminary work is already underway on Daufusky Island in Beaufort County on a proposed $50 million housing and recreational development, approved in principle Monday night by Beaufort County Council. Council's Vice Chairman Ron Atkinson says Council established a special zoning status for the island to help ensure the development can succeed without damaging the quality of life on Daufusky.